Unit 6. Food and Beverages. Part A. Know-how for Tour Guides. 1. Changing Dishes. The Browns arrive at Nanjing, the capital city of Jiangsu. After they check in the Nanjing Crown Plaza, they have dinner in the restaurant. However, they are not satisfied with the food and ask for a change. What would you do as local guide? 1. Listen carefully and fill in the blanks with the words or phrases you've just heard.
1. Generally speaking, restaurant agrees to change food if it gets the notice about 3 hours ahead of mealtime. In such a case, the guide may agree to change the food.
2. If they ask to change dishes just before dinner time, restaurant may refuse to make changes, since some of the dishes have already been prepared. In such a case, the guide should graciously decline the request and give them explanations.
3. If they ask to change the menu, add dishes and beverage, the guide may agree, but he should tell them to bear the food expense before they have dinner.
2. Listen again and answer the following questions.
1. How does the guide handle the problem if the meals do not conform to the standard?
2. What does the guide usually do when tourists want to add dishes? 2. Unwilling to have meals together. Mr. Brown and his wife want to have dinner themselves after they tour the Temple of City God in the downtown area. Mr. Fu Jing, a local guide from Nanjing Peace International Travel Service, is at a loss what to do. What do you suggest to the local guide? 1. Listen carefully and match the information in column A with that in column B. There are two extra items in column B.
1. Mr. Fu Jing should try to persuade the Browns to join the tour group to have dinner together.
2. If they refuse to have dinner with the group, he may order alternative dishes for them. The Browns can have their food in the same restaurant.
3. If they still don't want to have dinner together, he may arrange their meal in other restaurants nearby. The Browns should bear the food expense themselves.
4. The guide should discourage them from eating food in an unsanitary restaurant. Instead, he should encourage them to have foods in the sanitary restaurants which provide speciality cuisine. 2. Listen again and answer the following questions.
1. Do you think the guide should encourage tourists to eat local foods? Why?
2. Can the guide order alternative dishes if tourists don't want to have dinner together? Part B. Listening Comprehension. Dr. Sun Yat-sen is reputed as the father of the Republic in China and is well known in the United States. Today, the Browns will visit Dr. Sun Yat-sen's mausoleum and pay homage to this great statesman. 1. Listen to the passage and fill in the blanks with the words or phrases you've just heard. Dr. Sun Yat-sen's mausoleum. Dr. Sun Yat-sen's mausoleum is located at the southern foot of Xiaomaoshan of Mount Zhongshan, which is scattered with over 70 temples and nunneries and row upon row of tombs dating back to 6 dynasties, and crawls like a huge dragon in the northeastern part of Nanjiang. The grave is situated at 158 meters above sea level. The difference of its height between the upper and lower levels is 73 meters. And the level distance between the memorial archway and the grave is 700 meters. The mausoleum encompasses 3,000 hectares, of which 2,133 hectares are covered with all kinds of trees. The main structures include memorial archway, tomb passage, Mausoleum Gate, Tablet Pavilion, Sacrificial Hall, and Coffin Chamber. A flight of 392 steps leads from the ground level to the Coffin Chamber, in which sits a gypsum statue of a seated Dr. Sun Yat-sen. Dr. Sun's remains are beneath a recumbent marble statue of him in the circular crypt behind the hall. The whole structure resembles a bell of liberty, symbolizing the spirit of continuous struggling of Dr. Sun Yat-sen in arousing the people, fighting against oppression, and in saving the country and the people. 2. Listen to the passage again and answer the following questions.
1. Where is Dr. Sun Yat-sen's mausoleum located?
2. How many hectares does the mausoleum have?
3. What are the main structures in Dr. Sun Yat-sen's mausoleum?
4. What does the marble statue of Dr. Sun Yat-sen demonstrate to the people? Part C. Situational Dialogue. Zhao Zhuang. Zhao Zhuang is one of the most famous water towns in China. It is situated in Kunshan City, which is only 30 kilometers southeast of Suzhou. Now they arrive in front of the towering archway of the ancient town and begin to have their first tour of the water town in China. 1. Listen to the dialogue and decide whether the statements are true or false. If it is true, put T in the space provided, and F if it is false. Now we are arriving at Zhao Zhuang, the first water town in China. Please look at the archway, which bears the four Chinese characters, Zhen, Feng, Zi, Guo. They were handwriting of Mr. Shen Peng, a famous calligrapher.
You've told us Zhao Zhuang was called Jianfeng in ancient times on the way. I know it is the name of the old town. Does the name have some special meaning?
Oh, yes. Jiaguo means a place which is surrounded by water. It indicates Zhao Zhuang is a water town. You'll see it is worth its reputation as the first water town in China.
I know. In 1984, I happened to see a painting about Zhao Zhuang in a gallery in New York. That's where we come to this famous water town.
At the Taiping Bridge on the Bridge of Eternal Peace. Now we're walking across a small bridge. It is an old bridge constructed in the Qing Dynasty. People call it Taiping Bridge, the Bridge of Eternal Peace, just to express their best wish to have a peaceful life in Zhao Zhuang.
This bridge is very small and narrow. Maybe it is one of the many bridges in the world.
I think so. You may take one step to jump over the bridge. For this reason, people also give it another name, One Step Bridge.
One Step Bridge? That's interesting.
Mrs. Brown, you may shake hands with your husband when you stand at both ends of the bridge. Just have a try.
You're imaginative. I don't think we are able to shake hands in this way.
At the Shuangqiao, or the Twin Bridge. Now we come to the Twin Bridges. It is an old bridge built in Wan Li's reign of the Ming Dynasty and has a history of about 500 years. It is the symbol of Zhao Zhuang.
What a wonderful bridge. This bridge reminds me of the painting exhibited in a gallery of New York in 1984. I remember the title of the painting is Memory of Hometown.
You really have good memory. The painting was also chosen to be the first day cover of the postage stamp of the United Nations in 1985.
I know. I've collected this stamp, and I'll show you when we come back to the hotel.
Thank you. Let me introduce the twin bridges. I think you have noticed there are two bridges, as the name suggests. One is the Xied Bridge, and another is the Yong'an Bridge.
Why do people call them twin bridges?
Shede Bridge is east-west and has a round arch, while Yong'an Bridge is north-south and the bridge arch is square. They span over two criss-cross rivers and connect at the middle, So people call them twin bridges.
Oh, I see. I believe the two bridges are unique in Zhejiang. I'd like to take photos here with my husband.
Okay. Attention, please. Done. 2. Divide the class into groups and do the dialogue. Pay attention to your body language. Part D. Introduction to tourist site. It is fine today. The Browns are very happy to visit the Chinese classic gardens in Suzhou. Among all the classic gardens in Suzhou, the Zhejiang Garden is typical of architectural style south of the Yangtze River. Now they are entering the garden. 1. Listen carefully and remember the places of interest, events and features of the Zhejiang Garden.
1. The layout of the Zhejiang Garden will help tourists have a general idea of the garden. You may introduce it briefly before you introduce the scenic spots in the garden.
2. The Jueyun Peak serves as a huge screen for the other scenery of the garden. This gardening art is called camouflage view.
3. The Furongxi Lotus Waterside Pavilion is not only a place for tourists watching the lotus, but also have a frame view of scenery nearby.
4. The Tian Shan Pavilion is a scenic spot where tourists will feel as if the pavilion were soaring into the sky under its ledges.
5. The long corridor is quite amusing because tourists will feel what Yi Bu Huan Jing, scenes change with each pace, is like.
Zhejiang Garden. Ladies and gentlemen, please look at the horizontal board in the brick wall. There are 3 carved and gold lacquered characters. Zhejiang Yuan, which means Humble Administrator's Garden. Now we come to a house named Langshui Tang, Orchid Snow Hall. Before you tour the garden, I think you'd better remember the layout of the garden. Otherwise, you may get lost or miss some important scenic spots. Look! The lacquer painting on the middle screen presents you a panoramic view of the garden. From this painting, we can see that the garden could be divided into 3 parts. The east part, Gui Tian Yan Zhe, Return to Nature, mainly consists of idyllic scenery. The middle part, Fu Yuan, is the essence of the Zhejiang Garden, and its ponds and rockery are the best. The western part is called Buyuan, in which most of its buildings were established in the Qing Dynasty. Ladies and gentlemen, after you have a clear idea of the layout of the garden, I'll show you around this world-famous garden. In front of us is a huge cloud-shaped rockery, which is surrounded by green bamboo bushes and ancient trees. 2 strange stones in the west and a narrow path running through them. The huge rockery is called Zhueyun Peak and serves as a huge screen for the other scenery of the garden. This kind of construction style is called camouflage view in Chinese classic garden and plays an important role in the whole scenery. Here is the Furongxie Lotus Waterside Pavilion. In front of Furongxie is a lotus pond with a high wall in the back. The tranquility is appropriately set off by the strong contrast between wideness on one side and the closeness on the other side. If you stand in front of the pavilion and look to its western side, you will see an engraved round cover on the doorframe. You may see the bridge and the water in front of you through the round frame. They look like a painting which is framed in the doorframe. It is a wonderful landscape painting, isn't it? This is a commonly used perspective style in Suzhou Gardens called frame view. Well, we are going to visit the Tianquan Pavilion, Heavenly Spring Pavilion. It is located in a green lawn, very conspicuous under the blue sky and white clouds. All the 8 sides of the pavilion are double-eaved. By the way, anybody knows how many stories the pavilion has? It seems that the pavilion has 2 stories from outside, but it is actually a 1-story structure if you examine it inside. When you look at the Tian Quan Pavilion under its ledges, with the floating clouds in the background, you will feel as if the pavilion were soaring into the sky. Now we are walking along in a corridor which separates the eastern part and the middle part of the Jiuzhen Garden. There are 25 carved windows in the wall along the corridor, like elaborate paper cuts inlaying on a long painting scroll. The surrounding scenes are changing with changes of window designs while when you walk along the corridor. That is called Yi Bu Huan Jing. Scenes change with each pace. If you come closer to have a look, you will find that the windows are designed in wave shape and ice shape. The cultural aura of water is exaggerated by the lively ripples reflected on the designs of the windows. Well, we'll go to the middle garden through the black door of the corridor. Have a rest here, and we'll meet in 15 minutes. 2. Make a simulated introduction of the tourist site and try to animate your introduction using proper body language.